If I could talk, the stories I could tell, it's the Bill Elder Podcast on the 7th day of September, 2010. You know, I made a big decision yesterday on Labor Day, seeing as how it's Labor Day and nobody works. Welcome to America. I'm going to take 2 weeks off for vacation or holiday this year. I know. Now, it's been 10 years since I've had a vacation. I mean, I do the regular stuff like Christmas Day and Thanksgiving. And you know, like I'm off today. I'm not doing any work now. But as far as any sort of lengthy time where I take maybe a half week or a full week off, I haven't done that in 10 years. So somehow this year, I'm going to find this coming year, 2011, I'm going to find a way to do that. Yeah, we'll see. Anyway, so someone wrote on my FormSpring, that's right, one of the most useless places on the internet, but I really do get some good questions there. It says, hey, Bill, I was just wondering if radio is a career option that you would really recommend teenagers to consider. I'm interested, but don't know where to start. And here was my exact response. I wouldn't, meaning I would not. Personally, I think all radio is going internet. Here in the USA, it's controlled by big companies with very little local interaction or community involvement, which was what made radio great, in my opinion. So, and I really do. I feel it's that way. And here's what I think is going on. You know, when Apple had their big meeting a week ago, everybody thought Apple TV was going to be the thing that would put cable and satellite out of business. I think eventually it will be, but what everyone was expecting was for Apple to put applications in Apple TV, much like they have the iPad and the iPod, where you could choose the networks or the programs that you wanted to get. You would have a subscription with the actual network and not with, like, if you wanted to watch HBO, you would have an HBO app and click on that and watch that on your television instead of having a satellite dish with 500 channels on it, only 10 that you really watch. I really think that's the way entertainment is going. The record industry has screwed itself, and now all independent labels are really doing better. You know, guys and gals are selling their own music on the internet, and they're able to do that, and they're making their own money with their own music. Television is much the same way. What's happened with the networks and the shows that you see on traditional television, at least in America, is that they have rights with the TV stations. You can watch the shows on the internet, but only after they've aired. And that's because affiliates always get first dibs, and that's how they get their content. Now, this is going to be an interesting situation if it ever gets to where you can buy, say, a CBS, an NBC, an ABC show before or the same time that it runs on the network and watch it on your computer or on your home screen, being delivered by the internet and not by the television station. Because TV stations and radio stations make their money with local ads. Local adverts, that's how it works in America. It's not subsidized by the government at all. So we're really in an interesting place. Technology has far moved past what we use as traditional broadcast. And they are going to hold on to their old traditions, fighting tooth and nail. And then I'm going to say the nastiest word that we have, worse than any profane word that I could think to shout at someone. Lobbyist. These are people that go up to our government and they give big money to campaign, to politicians, to make the laws that they want them to make. And these lobbyists really hold back more progress than anybody ever. That's a personal opinion. You don't have to agree with that. And I understand if you don't, because I really don't have a brain that I use on a regular basis. So let's see where things go. It'll be interesting. Tell me your opinion about all of this. Where do you think the entertainment industry is going as far as delivery of content? And we'll see you soon.